When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we are live, the Love Doctors. I'm Dr. Kurt Emotions, here with my colleagues, as always.
I'm Dr. Lust.
I'm Dr. Snuggle E.
And I'm Dr. Lawyer.
We are going to be taking all your calls tonight on the Love Doctors, 201-332-3484. If you have a question, if you need advice, this is what we're here for. We're going to stay here until we can get all of the advice done, because that's what the Love Doctors do. 201-332-3484. Shift into our nice bed. Yeah. Nice. The Love Doctors are in. You like this, Dr. Lust?
Setting a mood.
Setting a mood, yeah. Right here. Let's go ahead. The lines are already lit up. Let's go to our first call. Caller, you are live with the Love Doctors.
Hello. Hi. Let me turn down my app. How you doing? This is Nicholas Panic. You know, I don't know, but I'm a huge fan of the show. I'm a fan of you guys, too. And I...
Thanks, Nick.
To kick things off... I recently wrote an article about romance and music and the importance of romance and music, because I'm a huge music buff.
Right.
And, you know, there are certain things that I play either like during dinner or in the car. Every like song has a purpose or an atmosphere or a mood, you know. And I'm not just talking like in the bedroom. I'm talking like just to, you know, pull up those heartstrings. You know what I mean?
We went to the bedroom right in the first 5 minutes of the show, guys.
Yeah, so I was wondering, besides what you played, mm-hmm. you know, what are certain songs that maybe you could suggest for the other FOTs to, you know, kind of enhance the romance?
Well, thank you for calling. Speaking of what we played.
Yeah, right, we did.
We played a few songs there at the top.
Yeah, let's go ahead and tell the music we played in the Love Doctors. So we have that covered off. Great band from Portland, Oregon, Eyelids. Their album Ore and Camelot.
Yes. After that,
yeah,
we had the late great Mary Beth D'Amico with Reason Why off the brand new album Great and Solemn Wilds, which is available now from Mary Beth Music, .bandcamp.com and select stores. Check your favorite record store. You can pick that up whenever you want.
Dr. Lloyd.
I thought it was a cool, very cool thing you did, paying tribute to her. That was very touching.
Well, I think you're speaking to producer who's usually here, yeah. Pat Byrne.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who I agree with you with. He's a hell of a guy. But you're actually speaking to Dr. Snuggle E, who's here here this week with Dr. Lust. My fellow colleagues,
Dr. Kurt Emotions,
and Dr. Lawyer, is it?
Mm-hmm, that's Dr. Lawyer.
Dr. Lawyer. Yeah.
I thought Dr. Hart was going to be in.
Dr. Hart couldn't make it.
I like Dr. Hart better.
Okay, never mind. I'm Dr. Hart.
Dr. Hart's in.
Dr. Hart is in.
Hey, so Dr. Lust, let's go ahead and start with you. What is your song here?
You can't go wrong with Al Green, Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
Chic, maybe a little Gap Band.
Gap Band. Okay,
yeah, just.
I gotta admit, Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye. It's a great album.
Yeah,
you sure love to ball.
Yeah, no,
Dr.
Classic cut.
Dr. Luss is talking about closing the the gap with the Gap Band playing in the background.
Got you. Got you. Dr. Snuggle E, what's your song? What's your type of love music?
Oh, man. Well, where do I begin?
Yeah, I know.
I think, you know, maybe some Curtis Mayfield.
Maybe
maybe some, you know, Otis Redding.
Bill Withers?
Bill Withers, sure.
That's all good.
Otis Redding, That's How Strong My Love Is. That song is, that's my jam.
Yeah. Yeah, you just listen to that song, you need a cigarette after it.
Yeah.
That is true. That was on the 45 label. They gave that warning.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. The original Stax label had a warning, and it came with a cigarette.
You'll need a
and,
cigarette
and
after
one
this.
Match. Strike anywhere.
Dr. Hart.
I'm going to stick with Genuine Pony. I think that's the song. That's the song.
Womp.
Okay.
Womp, womp, womp.
Womp, womp.
That's good.
That's a good one.
Just checking in on the Twitter here on social media. It seems like we're getting trolled by some sort of game show on tonight. I don't know anything about it.
We're getting trolled by a game show?
Yeah, a
lot. What game show would troll us?
I have no idea, but I'm not going to give it. Not going to pay it no mind, so just going to keep rolling here.
I'm going to say Jeff Buckley.
Jeff Buckley.
And I do like Derek and the Dominoes.
Wait, which Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
Which Jeff Buckley
Derek
song?
And the Dominoes.
Any of them. They're all good. We're all good for it.
We're forgetting
you know what
Seeger.
I like a lot? The ambient music of Brian Eno.
What, like Airports?
Stuff like that, but and also I was never a huge fan of him, although I met him a bunch of times because I was in the rave scene.
Did you tell him that when you met him?
Moby.
Okay.
Ew, don't do it to Moby.
No, the ambient stuff is really good.
Not even Moby does it to Moby. That's not okay.
No, I'm not saying, and also, what is it? There's a band called Withered Hand. They're from Scotland. They're very, you know, sad, like very Elliott Smith type kind of sad, but more poignant. You know, like, you know, they tug at the heartstrings. Mojave 3 is another one.
Tinder Sticks would be in that mode, I think. Yeah. Tinder Sticks, do you know those guys?
Yeah, I know Tinder Sticks.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not going to, I'll let you guys go. Keep on keeping on, guys.
Thank you for calling.
When Jason and I were first dating,
Dr. Kurt Emotions.
When Dr. Kurt Emotions and I were first dating, you made a Doing It playlist.
Yes, I did.
An FP?
Yes. Do you remember,
I remember it was on the Doing It playlist?
It was, like, mostly good and then one bad one.
Oh.
ACDC.
Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon.
Oh, that creeps me out.
Was on there, and you were like, no.
No.
No, it's not going to be that. And it's not even the Neil Diamond version. It was the Urge Overkill version.
It really bothered me.
It's the reverse of that, actually.
Did I hear you say that there was an ACDC song
there? An ACDC song, too, so maybe there were two. Uh-huh. I think it was, like, Dirty Deeds.
Yeah, I think it was Dirty Deeds, because there's no sexier song.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I'd put, like, Riff Raff on there. So. Really good.
201-332-3484. We're not able to screen the calls, so that's probably a very dangerous thing for us here in the doctor's office. But we have had a lot of calls popping up that we're not able to get to, so call now, 201-332-3484.
Dr. Screen couldn't make it.
Dr. Screen couldn't make it.
Maybe we should tell the listeners a little bit about our own practices.
Please do, Snuggly.
So I'm Dr. Snuggle Elliot Glasgow.
Right.
Of course, Snuggle E, period, for short. I have a practice in Lyndhurst.
Uh-huh. Nice.
Not far from the medieval times there.
Oh.
And, yeah, we're open Monday to Friday. We do counseling. Mm. We do a little optometry. We do a lot. So if you're out there and you want to get some good care, you go to Glasgow and Glasgow.
The finest in Lyndhurst.
Yes. You go to Snuggly Glasgow and Glasgow.
Yes.
The Lyndhurst.
Caller, you are on with the Love Doctors.
Oh, hi.
How's it going?
It's going pretty well.
Who are we speaking with?
Pardon?
Who are we speaking with tonight?
Oh, this is Allie from Bergenfield.
Hi, Allie.
Hi, Allie. Welcome to the show.
We're your love doctors tonight, so we're here to answer any love questions, any relationship questions you may have.
We're professionals. Yeah.
Professionals.
Yeah, I'm Dr. Kurt Emotions. You can tell I know what I'm doing just by that name.
Definitely.
Yeah. So what can we help you with today?
Well, it's not necessarily for me, but it's a friend of mine.
Okay. We're following.
So,
gotcha.
What?
We got you. No, we're following right along.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, my friend went through, like, a pretty rough time. He had not, like, one, but two breakups. And he got dumped twice. And right now, he's kind of like, he's sort of looking for love, but it's kind of like tough sometimes because I'm like his one token female friend. And it's kind of like, oh, do you have any single female friends who might be interested in me or that sort of thing? And it's just like, I don't know what to do. I'm running out of female friends.
That's a really awkward position. I'm so sorry that you're in that position because when someone wants a relationship that bad, they're not really in like a place to even meet someone really. Like,
exactly.
It's more desperation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're never going to find the person with that mindset, right?
Yeah.
I think it's an old cliche, but it's when you're not looking for something, that's when you usually find it.
I think you got to be honest with him. I think that you have to, tell him that he needs to really work on himself before he's even ready, and then he'll naturally meet someone doing things that he loves, Have you talked to him?
Like, the tough part is like, he feels like the only way he can really work on himself is if he's, like, working through it with someone, which is definitely not healthy, but...
Yeah. Oh, no, he needs a therapist.
Yeah.
Does he like to drink?
What?
Does he like to drink?
Yeah, he does.
Does he socialize in bars?
Yep.
Then I would say, leave my friends alone and, hit the bars.
Take them to Masses?
Well, there's, wherever you live, there's probably a few.
I don't
places.
Think Masses is the right place to go.
No, I wouldn't. I've heard about Masses in Bayonne. And,
is there an Applebee's near here?
There's not a lot of ladies there.
Applebee's are having $1 Long Island iced teas.
That's true. It's a great deal.
December.
Is that just on Long Island?
That's
gonna,
no, that is everywhere. Oh, okay. That is going to cause such a problem.
That is. It's not a regional thing.
It's not a good idea.
He needs to hit up the Applebee's, the $1 iced teas. He'll meet the kind of people that, are probably in the same position that he is right now. And that'll be a good time.
Don't go to a mall bar.
No, all jokes aside, I want to echo what Dr. Lawyer, a.k.a. Hart, said about... if he hones in on his interests and starts embracing that and just starts having fun with his life and enjoying it, you're right. He's going to meet a special person that is just surrounded by his energy of stuff he likes.
Yeah, he's got to get on that high vibe.
Yeah.
I know it's hard, but if you can encourage him to do that, maybe you guys can do some fun stuff together, like social things, like improv classes.
Okay.
That's the funnest thing. There's nothing higher than improv classes.
See if he'll say yes and to a local improv theater.
Yes and to a new connection.
Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Love doctors. It's almost like we know what we're talking
about.
Are we
terrible? Like, are we awful? Like, I feel like those pauses were short between what she was saying, but I'm like, in my heart, I'm like, oh, trucks are driving through these pauses.
I will say.
We just angered someone who had a genuine question.
No, I will say that you guys handled that really, really well. Good advice from the heart.
I just repeated what she said because it was the most sincere thing that I was like, that needs to get said again. Do I repeat it? I guess I just repeat it.
And then Dr. Lester's like, I'm not repeating this.
No.
So Dr. Lust.
Get drunk.
What is your favorite romantic movie? If you had to pick a romantic movie, what's it going to be?
Favorite romantic movie. I don't know. It's a little offbeat, but McCabe and Mrs. Miller.
Why?
Well, you have The Madam, Julie Christie, mm-hmm. and the ne'er-do-well Warren Beatty, and made a good couple, I thought.
What year is that from?
That's from like 73.
73.
Someone's on the phone.
Hold on there, Cole.
We're talking about a movie. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
So that's your favorite.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
So that's your recommendation.
That's my recommendation.
Okay. Hi, Cole, you're on with the Love Doctors. I'm Dr. Kurt Emotions.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi.
It's good.
Who's this?
I'm calling from the UK, so kind of far away.
Good Lord.
Hello.
Hello. One of my favorite places on Earth.
All of the UK.
All of the UK.
How's it going, mate?
Liverpool. Do you know Liverpool?
I do know Liverpool.
We know the Beatles.
Yeah.
That's what I normally get from the Beatles.
Actually, this love show started in Liverpool.
We did at the Cavern Club.
We were just four young doctors. Never thought we had a chance.
Yeah, we never. Jesus,
it happens.
It's ugly.
The Cavern Club. You know, you walk in there, you walk out, and you're the next big thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
How can we help you?
Nothing in particular. Just, you know, always wanted to call in. Well, it's always pretty late over here.
It is.
I'm never normally awake.
What time is it there?
It's like 2:30 a.m.
Oh, wow. It is. Yeah. Well, what we're doing tonight, we're giving love advice tonight. So do you have any love questions or any?
Yeah. Tom couldn't make it, so the love doctors had to fill in.
I've got a girlfriend. She's you know, it's going okay.
Great.
Like a year. It was pretty difficult because it started off with...
Did it start?
We got together when we were working together in a shop. And then she was like, oh, yeah, by the way, next week I'm going to move to Spain for, like, 4 months.
Okay.
So that was difficult. But I thought I'd move with her, so I got to move to Spain for a while. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, so, you know, it can be difficult. But, like, my last caller, when he was saying about... is like he just really wants a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You see that so much with like guy friends where they're just dying to be with someone because they want not to be alone, but just doesn't really create the best relationship.
Yeah, you're starting from a place of need, which isn't good.
Yeah, yeah. It's like my girlfriend now, she like gives me everything that I don't have.
Really?
Yeah, like, I find that, like whenever we get in a cab, like, in a taxi,
mm-hmm.
I hate talking to taxi drivers. I just want to go to the place.
Sure.
She just knows how to talk about everything. Like,
she'll
be able to engage, and it's just, like, those moments that were always awkward, she fills in now, and they're never awkward, and it's always like, that's good.
That's huge.
What do you want to look for? You want to look for those moments that you feel uncomfortable, that'll make them feel comfortable for you.
They can fill in the spaces.
Dr. Lawyer hates talking to cab drivers, and
sometimes I like
sometimes it depends. Yeah, it depends on the situation. But then I love talking to everyone, so yeah. I kind of fill that role and
I chat up
everyone as we go.
So I have a question: what did you get your girlfriend for Christmas? Have you done that shopping yet?
No. She just got a vinyl player.
Ooh.
So you can get the Bob's Burgers soundtrack on vinyl.
Nice.
Which is obviously an amazing present.
Are you going to get her some vinyls?
Yeah, I'm going to get some vinyls, some classic rock, a bit of this and a bit of that. And then, I don't know. I'm not great with presents.
Great.
I'm really bad.
That's great.
Can we get back to why you don't want to talk to cab drivers? That sort of fascinates me a bit. Well, why do you have a hard time talking to cab drivers?
For instance, like I'm from Liverpool, and soccer, as you guys will know it,
mm-hmm.
is huge here. So you get into a cab, and it's always like, would you support this team? Would you support that team?
Oh, okay.
I really don't like soccer.
So they like to argue? The cab drivers over there?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay. I got it. Okay. Yeah, that's different.
Make up stuff out. Because, like, I don't want to seem awkward. I don't want to be like, oh, yeah, I'm that one guy that doesn't like sport.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'll make something up.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it doesn't go well.
What about barbers? Can you talk to a barber? You have the same difficulty talking to Barbara?
Oh, I hate those conversations. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like them.
I do. I
don't like
it's
those.
Hard. It's hard.
They talk about soccer as well?
Yeah. I mean, with Barbara, it's a bit more personal. You're there for that a little bit longer. Uh-huh. It's just like...
You develop a relationship.
Yeah, it's hard to get on that same level.
I pretty much don't talk at all.
You don't talk? No. When they try to start talking to you, what do you do?
Well, no, we have the normal chit-chat about whether the weather, what's right. going on with the weather, how am I doing? I'm doing well. And then
you're always doing well.
I'm always doing
why
well.
Why say anything else?
To a barber.
You know, yeah, it's not, yeah, I'm not
that's
gonna,
a conversation.
I'm not going to get in if I have a health issue or, you know. I just had an ingrown toenail removed. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I won't get into details like that.
I have to wear flip-flop everywhere.
Coming from your profession, I mean that.
Then I basically tell them, yeah, give me the same thing I got the last time. I say maybe, I don't even know if you guys, what you tell them in back. I say natural in back, which I'm not even sure what that means.
Are you talking about the haircut?
Yeah, the haircut, okay. Yeah. I tell them natural, which to me I think it's sort of, it just sort of fades out rather than like a squared off thing.
Mine's a short back and sides, number 3.
Oh, you got a number system?
You are specific.
Yeah, because a number 1 will leave you, you know, with a good 2 inches. A number 2, you're getting that 1 inch, and at a 3, you're cutting, you know, you're getting close to the scalp there. That's a good fine cut.
And is there a diagram on the wall with the numbers so you can just figure it out?
That's mainly what nursery is over here. So preschool is just you learning the barber system so you know what to ask for.
Oh, okay. I like that. Mm-hmm. I wish they had that over here.
It's very crucial to British living is knowing, you know, what hairstyle do you need.
Uh-huh. It's not very regimented over here. I would appreciate that, actually.
One Morrissey, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Britain right now is... Have you guys heard of the show Peaky Blinders?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, everyone has that haircut. Everyone thinks they're in Peaky Blinders. So, like, everywhere you go, it's Peaky Blinders. I went to see Ricky Gervais the other night, live.
Did he have Peaky Blinders?
Everyone, yes, he did. Everyone in the crowd did. It was just like walking into Peaky Blinders. And it's like, this is what happens all the time. There'll be like some kind of fad, and then everyone is there. So it's just like,
Peaky Blinders is like the UK's The Rachel. That's amazing.
What were some other years popular haircuts for the United Kingdom?
I know.
Besides, like, the Oasis.
Well, I know what it is. In what? The 60s.
Yeah, Oasis. In the
60s.
That was a good day. That was a good cut. And that's in Manchester, so that's
people
like
had,
20 minutes away from me.
Speaking of love, people had a haircut called the Shag, right?
The Shag.
In the 60s.
Yeah.
Which means something else here.
I mean, like, in the past 4 years, what are some of the other popular ones besides Peaky Blinders?
Oh, wait. It's the other way around.
Yeah.
You have like the goggle box.
I'd sort of say like
the first dates,
which is going down a bit of a depressing route. But I guess white nationalism's kind of
I mean, honestly, the Peaky Blinders haircut is a little close
it's
to the
a
white
little
nationalism.
Close.
So there's a lot of like mods that we get. We call them mods, which is sort of like Doc Martens, rolled up jeans, like a sort of a green jacket and then shaved hair, and it's sort of like
Quadrophenia playing like all the time.
What would you do if Ricky Gervais slowly pivoted his openly atheistic, is that a word? Views.
It is now. Dr. Snuggly.
What would you do, caller, if he slowly pivoted those very vocal points of atheism to sort of gradually move into an alt-right territory? Would you still be a fan or no?
He never would.
You know what? I'll be honest. Yeah. I've loved Ricky Gervais for a long time, but I did not like that show the other night. I just felt like
there's
no growth in his comedy.
I hear you.
Like,
yeah.
Watching all the stand-up, he goes through the same thing, which is like atheism, he's rich and he can do things we can't.
Yeah.
He can pick on celebrities and say outrageous things, and we all go, oh, my God, but we can get away with it because Ricky Gervais. Mm-hmm. And it's like...
Your move, Andy Kindler. Phone lines are open.
But I've been listening to Marc Maron so much, and he's just so honest.
Yes.
Like, his podcast is just one of the most, like, open things. And the same with the best show. Like, it's just, it's such like an open forum that it's like, I don't know, it's changed my view on comedy.
And the Love Doctors as well, I would say. Definitely up there at the very top.
My view on many things, yeah. I've learned a lot tonight.
Thank you.
I'd like to share, I've been working on an impression.
Okay.
Of Liam Gallagher.
Okay. Let's
short,
hear it.
It's short.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's on the nose.
Okay.
Not for me, mate.
That's good. Not for me, mate. That's really good.
You ever see Vice?
Yeah.
Where would they do those? They have like a musician listen to music at the end of the show, and they had Liam Gallagher do the one.
Yeah.
And they played something. I can't even remember what it was.
Well, they played his brother's song.
But it was
the
something.
End of it.
It was something he didn't like.
Yeah,
not
he
for
played
me.
Noel's song.
Not for me, mate. Not for me, mate.
Wait, I want to direct right now, live on the spot, a very exclusive version of "What's in My Bag" from Amoeba, starring Liam Gallagher. Take it away, Mike.
Oh no, I'm not prepared for
no,
that.
No, no. All I have to do is the same line.
Not for me, mate.
There it is.
I have nothing in my bag.
Roll credits.
Nothing in my bag.
That's what's in Liam Gallagher.
Roll credits. Hey, thank you so much for the call, man.
No problem. Thank you, and have a nice night.
You too.
You too. Call again.
Love Doctors. Lines are lighting up. 201-332-3484.
That's very mellow.
That was very mellow, but it's nice.
It is nice.
It's funny how, like, you know, they call thinking that it's, you know, going to be the best show. And
we
then
let them down.
We let them down, but then they do talk about their relationships.
Good.
Which is very funny to me.
We have
so
a lot to say.
They have a
no,
lot to
no
say.
No Avalanche Bob.
No Avalanche, not yet. Now, we have two private calls right now, which could be anything, as Dr. Lust will attest to. So, here we go. Hi, you're on with the Love Doctors.
Hello, Dylan.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good, thank you. This is Marsden calling from Calgary in Canada.
Calgary?
In the international listenership tonight.
Yeah. Well, that's just how the Love Doctors goes, really. That's how that's
wild,
that's
wild
our demographic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So it is all around.
Yeah.
As somebody
really
once said.
Yeah.
Can't remember.
I'll just say Derek and the Dominoes. Every default answer is Derek
Mary
and the Dominoes.
Tyler Moore.
Yeah. How can we help you, man?
Do you want to go first, Jason? Not Dudio, not you.
Oh, this is Dr. Kurt Emotions. I don't know who Jason is.
Sorry, that's Jason. Oh, no, there's from Toronto as well.
Ooh. Oh.
We got a Canadian conference.
Wait, are you guys on... this is a conference call? Okay, go for it.
Yeah.
This is hilarious. A Canadian conference call. What is it, really? Wrapped in a jean jacket?
A triple C? A CCC?
This is exciting.
Let's do it.
So this question is specifically for Dr. Lust.
Yeah.
I'm wondering how you know when they're the one.
Well, I've never known they're the one, so I'm not the guy to ask. But I'm just saying, you know, what you want to do is control those lustful feelings. As you see in the paper every day, certain individuals can't do that, and that's not where you want to end up. So I'm just saying, you know,
how would you recommend that you control your lustful urges?
Well, cold showers is you know, the number one. Saltpeter, if you've ever been in the military, that's, you know, something.
Saltpeter?
Saltpeter.
Saltpeter.
Yeah. Google
what is
it.
That, like a salt lick?
Google it.
What, cow's lick?
I think I knew saltpeter.
I went to church with saltpeter.
I went to college with him.
It's very popular in the military to keep guys under control.
Saltpeter.
But,
no.
Isn't that the fake name that they used in Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Saltpeter?
Saltpeter.
Those are two good ones.
All right.
Okay, anyone else?
Yeah, I had a question. I was wondering, when you're seeing somebody, what's the best way to make the transition into something more serious?
When you're seeing some, how long have you been seeing a person?
Like a short time.
Like what, 6 weeks? I can't really say. What?
No, we're focusing on the caller.
Okay.
Today.
But I'm just saying, from my point of view, I
like
can't
when
really
you know,
say.
You know, you need to go
I
for
think
it.
you know.
But, okay, so you've been dating this person a short time, and you want to, like, make things more serious? Is that accurate, or are you just, like, it's just a general question?
Yeah, or even just trying to, like, kind of suss out the nature of that interaction, you know, like, trying to figure out better what's going on.
Oh, yeah. I think it's so hard. Like, I think in this, like, sort of day and age, people don't want to put labels on things, and they want to keep things very open. So it's hard to nail a person down.
Unless it's, like, explicitly clear that it's going in that direction, and you can definitely feel that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you just have to have... I think you got to have an open, honest conversation, and it could be a buzzkill, but I think it's a good thing just
to,
like...
It could be a huge downer.
Yeah.
But just be ready for it and prepared.
And you can always mimic characters in television shows where before they get serious, one of the person says, "We've got to talk," you know, and then that's like a cue, and then you know, there you just take it from there.
Do you say it in the same speed?
As soon as the other person hears that we've got to talk, they know what it means. So it's just like, you know, downhill from there. It's like easy.
So what's been your experience?
For sure, they know it's either going to be really bad or good.
Ask if you could speak with them in the kitchen.
The kitchen.
Yeah,
the
snuggly. No.
So I have a question. So have you, what has been like your, how have you handled this in the past? Like what's gone down?
With me, you mean?
Yes.
I mean, it's, you know, it always seems to be a little bit different with every relationship. You know, sometimes it's, as you say, you just kind of know when you know, but, yeah. What about you, Jason?
You mean Dr. Kurt Emotions?
He's talking about his Jason.
Oh, no, Jason from Toronto.
Jason,
Jesus.
Sorry.
I just always dive head first and it goes terribly.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
See, but that was, I did that for years, man.
What?
Just dive head first and I got burned.
You got to get your heart broken a bunch
left
of times.
Right.
I think that's good. That, like, teaches you what you want. And that's okay.
I did a lot of online dating. It was really bad. We met a lot of interesting people that way. You had a lot of dates that always, like, ended, like, halfway through the date, they'll get a phone call, and they run off, and they come back, and they're like, oh, my God. My cats are vomiting. That was my roommate. My cats are vomiting. I have to take them to the 24-hour vet. And that's when I say, well, I'll help. I'll take you to the 20. No. I need to do this alone. And then I literally go back to my apartment. I'm like, yeah, the cats, you know, they're really sick. And my roommates looked at me and they're like, you just got
We were actually going to ask what your guys' thoughts were about dating, like more modern dating applications and stuff like that, like about Tinder. Didn't you guys?
I never dove in.
my dating days are over.
I don't
really?
Think so, Dr. Lust.
Yeah. Strictly window peeking.
No.
Are you done?
I can honestly look back. The few times when I thought I was in love, I look back on those times as periods when I was temporarily mentally ill. And once it passes, I feel much better. You know, that's the way I've, you know, sort of, that's been my history. It's not everybody's history. It's not everybody's history. I'm speaking from my own personal experience.
So you're saying for some when you say love doctor, you mean more in the capacity of treating an illness?
Well, yes. Exactly. Yeah, it can be for some people.
Love
yes.
as an illness.
Yes. I mean, for everybody, it's different.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Did you see, I just read an article, did everybody see the finale of Nathan For You?
Yes.
I only saw the first episode because that's all that my app will allow me to watch.
One of the greatest things I've ever watched.
Well, for those who haven't seen it, it's basically about a man he met during a previous show who had an unrequited love. And
was that the guy from the first episode of that season?
The guy that played the Bill Gates impersonator.
Yes. Oh, I didn't see that.
In a previous season.
Okay. So basically the show was about trying to find this person. And, you know, I mean, it's I'm not going to go into all the details. You can watch it yourself. But to me, when it's set out, I mean, I'm immediately thinking, well, this isn't going to end well. Cause it dissipates, you know? I mean, you can't go back to 17, more 20, I think this one was decades, right? I mean, it was like when he was, you know, in his
late 50s.
Yeah. He was real young.
Yeah.
So, I mean, life happens between all those years and you're not the same person. And to think that you can just sort of go back magically and then have like some sort of, that's kind of a fantasy. I mean, but a lot of people do it.
Yeah.
You know,
he's bound and down.
Yeah.
That's interesting to think about. How different are you today than you were when you were in high school?
Oh, yeah, very different. I had like a crush on a young lady, and she was very nice. But she was dating like an older guy, which in high school is like weird. And this guy was like...
I think that's very normal. Yeah, like, actually. The girls always date older dudes.
I knew a lot of girls.
Yeah, I certainly did.
But to a guy,
how
it's like...
How much older are we talking?
Like in his 20, like his mid-20s. And he had a
65.
Beard. And he had a beard, full beard and everything. And
it's
just
creepy
like,
and wrong on their part, but yes. That's what high school girls do.
So I could never make my move. Sorry. I could never make my move on her because she, you know, she's always talking about this guy. So it's like it never happened.
But years later?
Years later. Yep. 20 years later at my reunion, she was there with this guy.
No way.
And I thought they had been married all those years, but that wasn't the case. She had actually been... married to somebody else briefly. Her first marriage didn't last very long. And then she was on her own for a while. And then she married the person who I knew as a second. That was her second marriage. And they were married at the time I met her at the reunion. And then she started getting very friendly with me after the reunion. And I was like,
she was married?
Yeah, she was married. And then she was separated. And I was like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. I'm not that kind of guy. And I'm not. You know, I wasn't getting involved. But then eventually she did get divorced. And then we started dating for a while. And it just, we were different people. You know, she's a nice person. I mean, you know, we're still friends today. But,
that's good.
You know, I didn't have any, you know, fantasies about, oh, this will finally be the thing, you know. I was older and I felt more mature and it just didn't work out, but, you know.
Well, you were asking about apps. Here's my view on apps, BT-dubs. I think, like, I'm not down with Tinder. I think, like, if you're just, like, swishing through people's faces, that's not good.
Yeah.
You need to, like,
find...
It makes
you feel like a bad person, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of gross. And
it's
also,
like Hot or Not.
It's like Next.
MTV's yeah. You're Hot or Not?
No. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's fun to swish through, but I don't think you're going to find anything great that way. I think, like, because who knows what people look like? It's completely crazy. But I do think, like, apps that lead with what you're into is very cool. Like, I think, like, if you find people based on, like, a shared interest, that's a place at least you have something to talk about to start, and maybe something grows from that. So, yes.
You guys have no idea what it was before computers. I mean, there were ads, believe it or not. This is, you know, this is like ancient history.
The Village Voice.
No, well, yeah, there was the Village Voice, but most newspapers had sections, you know, personal ads, they were called.
I remember those. And, I remember seeing those as a child.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Did you ever have a personal ad?
Well, no, I never put an ad up. No, I never did. But I did respond. I had a period where I did respond to a couple, and I had some weird encounters. You know, I mean, because there's no picture, you know, so you don't even know what this person is going to look like right. when you go to meet them.
It's a complete mystery.
Yeah. And one of the weirdest one I had was I was going to meet a woman at a bar at a mall. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got there on time and I'm sitting at the bar and I'm looking around. And, so eventually, you know, the meeting time had passed. I'm like, oh, you know, she blew me off or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it turns out she was kind of scoping me out for a while. And then,
oh, wow. And then, like at the other end of the bar or something.
Yeah,
or like,
she was. I was at the bar and she was kind of like checking me out from the door. And
security
then eventually,
camera.
Yeah, and then eventually she came over and we started talking. And we had, you know, we had very nice phone conversations. That's how it always started. You know, you had phone conversations. And then you finally got up the nerve to meet them. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, so we didn't even eat, you know. She just wanted to, for some reason, she wanted to take a walk through this mall. And we start walking through this mall, and the mall was under construction. Next thing I know, we're in some part of the mall where, you know, there's no other customers there. You know, mm-hmm. we're in a, like a, you know, a construction zone. And I'm like, where are we going? You know, it's like, I don't know where we are.
Do
you remember how we can get back to the mall?
Were you attracted to her?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be crude to say there wasn't a physical attraction. No. I mean, it, you know, she was a nice person. You know, it just didn't click. That's the way it happened.
How is that crude?
Well, it's, you know, you don't want
to just weren't attracted
say,
to this person.
You know, I'm just judging her by her looks.
Well, sometimes right. you just don't match.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fine.
And then she was leading you to a trap in a construction zone.
I thought stuff were going to start falling on us. I'm like, there's ladders. And
she's like, now!
And you know.
Did she trap you?
No. I'm like, let's just go back. Yeah. I'm getting scared. I don't know where, you know, sort of like that scene in Goodfellas. You know, like she was leading me to some zone, yeah. you know, where.
You're up to your waist in concrete.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was the end of that one.
Outside of personal ads, were there people making a lot of connections back in the day with, I mean, Tom's kind of characterized you, Dr. Lust, as a bit of a archivist of bathroom stall scrawling. Was there a lot of meeting going on with that? Did you ever?
No. I've seen that. I mean, you know, I guess you still see it once in a while.
Like a Flying J truck stop.
Yeah,
does anyone ever call those numbers? I mean,
well, yeah, I guess that would be, no, I've never called a number I've seen in a bathroom stall, no.
But we've talked about doing it for a show.
I was going to get meet up and get murdered. I don't know.
I do have a story, though. Once I was in this I think I was in a Sears Roebuck store, right? Uh-huh. I'm in the bathroom there. And the stall said, meet me here at like 3 o'clock.
No way.
And it just so happened. It was around that time. I'm like, oh, what's going on?
This
I got to get out of here.
Dumber.
No, I'm saying this is something that happened to me. All right. How could I make something like that
Come
up?
Come on.
No. But, you know, and I'm looking under, you know, looking for feet, but nobody came, you know, and nothing happened.
No.
I can't believe you went.
Yeah.
Just looking for feet.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so much for the call.
Yep.
All right. Lines are full.
Lines are full.
Hi, you're on with the Love Doctors.
Oh, I'd like to speak to Dr. Snuggle Elliot Glasgow.
All right.
This is Snuggly. How can I help you?
Yes. I heard you're the Love Doctor.
Well, I'm one of four on a panel here. You're calling the Love Show, and sorry, but we're only here a short time tonight.
Yeah,
we should say
it's not a full show.
Also, for anyone listening to us, you can reach us on Twitter with some love advice as well. We're filling in for the best show tonight with Tom Sharpling. It's at the best show.
It's actually at. Best show for life.
Best show for life. Thank you.
Yeah.
We're not normally here, so no. we're not sure how it works. But
we're not. Sure. And the hashtag is the Love Doctors.
The Love Doctors.
Tonight.
That's the show you're calling. What is your love question, sir?
I need some.
Oh.
How do I go about doing that?
Here's what you do. Is there a tree? Is there a tree nearby?
Right out my window.
Is there a tall tree near your house? Where
right
you
out
live?
My window.
Right out my
okay. window. Are you physically fit to climb into that tree?
No.
Yeah.
No?
I don't like where this is going.
Do you have a ladder? Do you have access to a ladder?
I don't like where this is going. Okay.
He doesn't like where it's going.
Well, up. Here's what, it's a simple thing.
Okay.
You climb into a tree.
Right.
And then you just start yelling, I need a woman! I need a woman! That's my advice to you.
Like a real grabber.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that. I agree with you, caller.
They'll be lining up by the tree.
Is that a regular Bayonne occurrence?
No, it's an original. I'm giving him something creative that he can do.
Okay.
This is a man who survived the meetup time at a stall.
Yes.
No, the person never showed.
Oh, okay.
I was sweating it out.
Yeah.
So, caller, when was your last relationship?
Oh, sorry. What? How long ago?
Yeah.
Well, you measure it in laughs?
Better than cries.
I agree. I agree with that.
We never got this caller's name.
Yeah, what's your name, caller?
Dave.
Dave.
And where are you calling from, Dave?
I'm in Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, have Dave. I talked to you before? I think.
Oh, what is your name?
This is...
Dr. Lawyer.
Dr. Lawyer.
A.K.A. Dr. Hart.
A.K.A. Kristen. Have I talked to you before on Pat's show?
It could be.
Okay, I remember.
Oh, okay. I was on that show.
Oh, yeah, Love Connection.
Yep.
All right, back in character, guys. Come on.
Yeah, right. We popped right out of character.
We could do this.
Okay, so you're in a place where there are a lot of people, there are a lot of lonely people. Like
climbing a tree.
You can definitely climb in that tree. I don't think you should yell, I need a woman, but I do think, like, this is a metaphor. Climbing in the tree is getting yourself out there and being visible. That's what that is.
Good advice.
All right, Dave, do you have any other questions?
Yeah, when the doctor's going to be back with a panel?
When are the doctors going to...
On the show.
On the show?
Yes.
We never know.
You never know.
We're a pop-up show.
Yeah, this just could like be that. The only time this ever happens.
Pop-up shops and pop-up yeah, shows.
This might be the only time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a euphemism. So.
Yeah.
It's...
Yeah, it could be
I don't
euphemism.
Know if it is. It wasn't planned that way. Thanks so much, Dave.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Have you ever witnessed anyone in a tree screaming for love? Like, how high of the tree are you thinking here?
You know, it doesn't have to be high.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, line two I'm being told to go to. Okay, here we go. And you're on with the Love Doctors.
Hello?
Hello, caller. You're on the Love Doctors. You're on with the Love Doctors. There's four of us. I'm Dr. Snuggle E. Glasgow. The E stands for Elliot, and I have an optometry. An optometry.
You don't have to tell what degree you have. We're not getting that.
Well, I was told I could plug things.
Yeah, well, we're not plugging anything like that. I'm Dr. Kurt Emotions, caller. How are you?
Hi, am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
Oh, hi. Hi, my name is JJ. Okay.
Hey, JJ.
And I'm a doctor.
Wow.
So I thought I could call in and
what kind
maybe
of doctor?
Give you some advice.
That'd be wonderful.
So how can I help you?
Well, wait, what kind of doctor are you?
I'm a physician.
Are you a love doctor?
So I'm a love physician.
You're a love physician.
MD?
LD.
He's got us there. He's got us there.
I think I know who this is.
Kind of thought I knew. Who do you think this is?
LD? Larry D?
Some people call me LD. My name's JJ.
Oh, JJ?
JJ.
Do you ever feel the urge to just, you know, let out dynamite?
What, like JJ Walker?
Yeah, JJ Walker.
Oh, man, I used to watch so much Good Times as a kid. It was my favorite show.
People don't know who J.J. Walker are anymore?
I don't think so. Wow. Well,
I think
a lot of people do.
Where's your practice located?
My practice is located in Jersey City, actually.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
What are the most common complaints people come to see you about?
Oh, let's see. How to love. People don't know how to love.
Oh, so how would you tell people to love?
I just tell them to love.
I don't know about
that. And then they pay you $300 and then they're out.
and then they're out $300. 300 smackers.
Right. Do you take insurance?
They tell me it's worth it.
They tell you it's worth it. And that you just say, hey, I don't know, love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing about love is everybody has a different definition for it, right?
How much is an average session without insurance, Dr. JJ?
I actually don't take insurance.
Well, there you go.
Of any kind.
I'm out of network.
You're out of network? Okay.
Nah, come on. That's not okay.
What happened to Dave from Brooklyn? I missed his hang-up.
Do you remember he has boxes of porn? That's what I remember.
That's that guy. Yeah. Okay. If you want to hear more about that, check out... Pat Burns, great podcast, Proven All Night.
It so, would be of course, on that. He's looking for love. Like, he's just at home with all of this porn.
Yeah.
Remember, the bedbugs got into the porn.
That's right.
I remember these things.
Wow.
All right.
So, what is this show about?
I missed that episode.
Well, really, this show is to give you love advice. So, you have completely.
Yeah, you really turned the tables on us.
Changed the premise of the show. And so, it's really, we're at a standstill with this guy.
Well, how can I help you all tonight?
Truly, we don't need any help. If you look at all of us, we have all
we're
the
in
love
network.
We need.
Yeah.
We're in network.
All right, JJ, I'm going to let you go. Thanks.
Bye. That one was not fun.
You set that one up, Snuggly. You said go to that one.
Right. While we're on from Dave, I know the phone was ringing, so I went out there and
I appreciate that. It's ringing now if you want to go get those real quick.
You're very fleet of foot.
Go to this call.
Can we only do it from that phone?
We can only do it from that phone. Hi, you're on with the Love Doctors. I'm Dr. Kurt Emotions.
Hello, Dr. Pervy Notion.
Pervy Notion.
Pervy Notion. Well, that's.
Hi.
I heard that a lot in high school.
Pardon me.
Yep. How can we help you? Who is this?
My name's Eric.
And where are you calling from, Eric?
California.
Great.
Nice.
I am calling because I have a weird thing at work.
Okay.
It is a love question, I think.
Okay.
I have two coworkers who are sexually blackmailing each other.
How?
What?
What's happening?
They have each independently, well, they're sleeping together, but they're also each seeing someone else.
Oh, my goodness.
They've each discreetly videotaped themselves having sex with the other one and threatened to expose
the other one
them to their significant other, yeah.
So they're both, what is this, like a Cold War situation? Like, what's happening?
Precisely. Someone did it first, and then the other one did it to them.
Well, you're not involved, though,
yeah.
Right?
It's just people at my office, and I guess my question is, do I tell HR? But, hold on a second. I'm sorry. Dogs, please be quiet.
Hey, dogs.
Dogs.
Are the dogs filming each other?
What is your relationship with these people? Are they close friends of yours or not?
No, just I wouldn't say I'm really friends with anyone at the office. And I guess so. I'm excited to see where it's going to go, but it feels irresponsible to let it just keep playing out.
I don't know. I'm kind of on the...
Don't get in the middle of it. That's my advice.
Yeah. If it's not directly impacting you, I would almost stay away from it. But I think Dr. Lawyer is going to say something different here.
Given today's climate, I think that if you see something improper occurring in the office,
I'm going to agree with you.
And it's good to report it to HR. HR's like main thing is not to protect people; it's to protect the company. So I never know exactly how.
But then they can the two individuals can say they don't know what you're talking about, and then you're going to look like somebody.
Well,
it's going to be
anonymous. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be be the one like, hey, just told HR.
You shouldn't be attached to it. It should definitely be an anonymous report.
Yeah.
That said, like, are they both like equal people in the office? Is there like one that's in charge of the other, or
yeah? Is there like a power thing here, or
yeah?
100% go to HR.
Absolutely, you need to talk to HR about this.
Yep.
And do it anonymously so it can't come back to you. I wouldn't tell anyone else that you're doing it.
Yep.
And I know that it's fun to watch people ruin their lives, but
yeah, you can watch that on TV.
And also, if
weekly.
Something
yeah.
that way, if something like very bad happens, you're sort of absolved from any guilt. If
anything how did you learn of this?
Literally, everyone except the HR department seems to know.
Well, they probably do know. That's probably the case. Then,
you know this.
If everybody knows, then HR probably knows already.
Are they doing it at work?
I don't know.
My experience is HR is pretty much useless.
I'm with you on that too.
Yeah.
Like, it really depends if you have a really good HR because I've never
unless
had that.
Unless you need
that.
To take vacation time and you need to request.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, even then, they're not there.
They're useless. Useless.
Yeah. It's usually about protecting the company.
Like if you have a good HR person, good Lord, that's a great thing. But it's so rare.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to say go to HR, man.
Because
I'm going to be the minority opinion and say keep your mouth shut. It doesn't involve you.
Okay.
As long as it doesn't involve you, I say, you know, let the chips fall where they may. I mean, it's not you.
I think
you know?
I'm just concerned about the power dynamic here.
Yeah.
That's what concerns me.
That, yeah.
And he's clearly not the only one who knows about it. So, you know, I don't think his weighing in on it is going to make a difference if the whole office knows about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for the call.
And before I go, I was wondering, I wanted to say that I, this is a little after the fact, but I loved that Dead Dad show. I saw it at like a really poignant time, and it meant a lot to me at the time. So,
thanks so much, man.
Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate that.
That's a great show.
We'll tell Kristen and Jason.
It's a great show.
You do, thanks.
Did you see it in L.A. or in New York?
In New York.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for
coming. Thank you so much, man.
Cool, thank you.
All right. Wow.
Well, that's my favorite caller.
That one got you, Dr. Lawyer, Dr. Hart. Okay, let's go here to this line. You're on the air with the Love Doctors. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on.
You are on. Hello.
It's you.
Is the phone like on speaker in a beer garden? It kind of sounds like that.
Let this one go.
Yep.
I think it's JJ again.
Gonna say goodbye. Hi, you're on with the Love Doctors. Okay, you're not. 201-332-3484.
That voice just comes back from your radio days.
It really is. It's a sickness.
It's not a sickness. To me, it's great. You know, it's...
What happened?
Sorry.
Where did that come from?
We've got an echo.
Computer.
That really freaked me out. Hi, you're on with the Love Doctors.
Yeah, I just had a question. Am I on the air?
You are on the air. Who is this?
My name is Mike.
Mike, where are you calling from?
Orlando.
Great.
Yeah, I'm looking for one that's snug, but the problem is my hand gets sweaty. Do you have any recommendations? I went on Amazon. I found a bunch, but I was wondering if you guys had a...
Are you looking for like a...
Are you talking about a fleshlight?
For a fleshlight or a sleeve?
No.
Okay, well, what?
Is this the glove doctors?
Oh.
Okay.
Get him. Yes, no.
He's doing a routine. Okay.
That was good.
Yeah. Guys, this
hold on, wait. I,
and we,
I, have, wait,
we
hold
immediately
on. Guys,
went to fleshlight.
I have a sound effect for that guy. Hold on a second here.
I can't believe I had this.
There you go.
Good God.
That's your glove
good
doctor
God.
Sound effect.
I can't believe we just had a glove doctor.
I have that queued up for the next
one. Oh, please.
For the next one.
I hope so. Bye, yeah. You're on with the love doctors. As long as this lasts.
Hey, what's doctors?
What's up?
How are you this evening?
We're great.
Great. It's good to hear. So I got like a hot button issue that I kind of want to bring up and pose to you guys.
All of these have been hot button issues.
Love it.
I mean, I shouldn't belittle any of the previous callers.
Right.
They're all hot button issues, especially Jimmy Walker. Let's be clear.
Such a good show.
But yeah. So I want to know about your guys' take on non-monogamous relationships and marriage. What do you guys think about that?
Well, in marriage?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so you're married and you don't want to be monogamous.
You know, I'm you know, just kind of, I watched Netflix Easy mm-hmm. last night, and I happened to catch one of the episodes, and it went into the whole kind of relationship, or the couple exploring it, mm-hmm. and I was just like, I don't know, just it, you know, just kind of put a big question mark there.
It worked for Dolly Parton and her husband for a while, right?
I don't know if that's true.
Dolly Parton
was.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you guys been to Dollywood?
We're open about it. It wasn't
a secret. We have been.
Is there a section about this at Dollywood?
Yeah, I mean,
well, she eventually did divorce.
I think it's a ride.
She eventually did divorce, but she was married to him for a long time, and
she's still married to this guy.
Yeah, is she?
Carl,
right?
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah,
oh, I thought she got
been
divorced.
Married for,
really?
Is that who taught her how to play the saxophone?
Okay, I'm gonna hang up now, and I'm gonna learn sax.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's,
Okay.
Okay, so I think here's my opinion on this. I think if both parties are open and honest with each other about what they want, then that is a thing that can be explored. But if one person wants something and the other person doesn't, then it's not going to be okay.
Yeah, because that's going to be a bad thing in the relationship.
And it's doomed to failure because if one of the people meet somebody who they may like a little more than their original partner, things could go south real fast.
It's tough. Yeah, it's tough when emotions get involved. That said, I know couples where one person has, more of a sex drive than the other person. And so, you know, they have an open agreement where one person, explores that without, anything else attached. And it seems to be working for them. So I think, it's something if you have a lot of open communication about it, it's good. But the second that you're not open and honest with what's happening, then it's doomed to fail.
Yeah, I've known couples that have successfully been able to do it. But you have to be a very... you have to be a very open type of person and to
you
be able to handle
that. You just have to be
that.
Honest, I
completely.
Think.
So can I ask you guys a question? How much is this both you obliquely referencing your own
decision? It's not. We're not referencing. Dr. Lawyer and I are married. We're not an open relationship.
It's enough for me in my life to handle just this one.
I'm a lot.
He's a lot.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if he is a lot, would you guys consider maybe the potential of maybe opening it up? You know, just to...
Are you offering? Is that what this call is?
I mean, maybe. maybe, you know. I'm not the type of person that, you know.
And where do you live again?
Dr. Snively, come on. I just saw him lifting his computer.
You're in Florida?
I saw him lifting that computer.
I'm in Florida right now, yeah.
You know what else is in Florida? Disney World. I love Disney World.
Yeah. Do you guys want to come down? Disney? Want to ride some rides? Or you want to go to Dolly World instead? We can do that.
Oh, that's Dollywood.
Dolly World.
Oh, Dolly
that's like
World,
a whole other Dollywood. Park she's opening
in Orlando.
Like a bigger wooden...
Dolly World's in Orlando. The other one's in...
It's like a log flume out you've never seen before. Dolly World.
I'm very excited to have been propositioned today.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for the offer.
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure, no
that
problem.
Is very nice.
What about Conway Twitty City? What about that?
Conway Twitty City?
Hold on a second.
Oh, good God, please. Okay.
Oh.
I liked it, personally. Dr. Snuggly's just not doing it.
Bitter?
He's just a bitter, bitter man.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for the call.
You need to talk to your wife. You need to talk to your wife right now.
See here,
going on down to Conway Twitty City.
Going down to Conway Twitty City.
Gonna turn a loose of my coat.
If you have to pick a favorite classic country artist, Dr. Lust, who's it gonna be?
Well, Hank Williams, I guess.
Hank Williams. Kind
of the pride.
Hank Williams.
The pride of Montgomery
started the whole thing, right?
Yeah. No, Bo Cephas.
No, I mean, he's got a few good songs. But...
Yeah, the football one. Right.
Are you ready for the football?
What's happening here, by the way? Hi, you're on with the Love Doctors.
Hey guys. This is Terry from up in Albany, New York. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good, Terry.
Good. I'm loving not what I expected tonight, obviously. No. But you guys are still real good. I hope Tom's okay.
Tom is good. He just wanted to be closer to family, just dealing with a personal issue, and he didn't want to come up to the studio tonight, he'll be back next week.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's why we're all here, talking about personal stuff.
And he named this. I ran down a list of things we could potentially do, and he's like, oh, yeah, that one. And I'm like, okay, well, you got to come up with a name. And I didn't know what the name would be until we got the email.
I love it.
So
it's really good. You should do these, like, it should be like a half-hour power thing. Like, once in a while, you guys will do this. And
you
I bet
know.
Tom would be really good on this, you know?
I'm sure he would. He'd have to have his own doctor name, though. I wonder what it would be. What do you think,
Dr. Sharpling.
Dr. MD.
He'd probably just be Dr. Sharpling. Yeah.
Yeah. Trapper John. Anyway, I got a quick love question, actually. I'm kind of broke up about it. I was hoping you guys could help me out.
Okay.
Oh, no. What's going on?
Sorry you broke up.
Well, things are going, I'm in single for a while now. But things have been going real good with this girl I've been seeing. But I was over there this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And I know you guys like to keep it clean, so I'm going to skip right over the... don't have to worry. I'm not going to get bad or anything. But we were, we're at the point in our relationship where we, make love, I guess you could say.
Sure.
Get it on?
We get it on. You know, we're getting it on. And we thought that her roommate was out of town. So we cut loose a little bit, you know.
Okay.
Unfortunately, her roommate had come home while we were hanging out. And when I left, her roommate said, that's really disrespectful because I heard everything you guys did. Mm-hmm. And now they have like big time turmoil in the house and she's not sure that she can see me anymore.
No.
And because she's blaming it on me. And I'm like, you know, you're the first girl I've dated in 3 years. I can't believe this is happening to me, you know?
But it was a separate room, right?
Yeah, the door closed and everything. They should, I guess. You know, we.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say you were strutting around and she saw you. And
No, that's not
strutting.
You were strutting around like you owned the place. You know?
I get it. I've strutted before. Who doesn't strut?
No, I mean.
How is it disrespectful?
Yeah, I don't get that.
She really likes her situation, really loves her roommate, and her roommate's mad at her.
But I mean, was that a condition when she became roommates? Who had the apartment first?
The girl I was seeing did.
Oh, okay. Then, the apartment's in her name?
Yeah.
Yeah. And when she took on this roommate, there wasn't a condition that, like, she could never have sex in the apartment, right?
No. I guess
all right.
Not.
Well,
it's not,
you know,
on the lease.
This is her problem. It's not your lady friend's problem.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think it's the roommate's right. problem, but here's my concern. I think if your girl is making it an issue, then she may be using this issue to sort of, like, drive a wedge. Maybe it's getting too serious too fast for her.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Like, maybe she's using it, you know?
And I would almost, like, maybe as much as it hurts and, you know, sucks to do, maybe, like, cool it down just a little to see what...
Make
to see,
her want
you. Let her come back to you after the situation.
Yeah, you're totally right, because I've been pretty much talking to her nonstop, you know, even during the day and stuff, because, you know, I've been out of practice, I'm out of the game, so I'm really excited.
Was your bedroom banter offensive? I mean, what is some of your, because, I mean, you know, we've all overheard stuff, I'm thinking. This might be a good topic we could discuss. Right. Stuff.
I've never overheard anything.
You've never heard other people? No?
I've never heard other people.
Never had roommates?
Oh,
or college?
I totally have.
No. Oh, okay. What's the weirdest thing you ever heard?
I heard my parents.
I had a roommate once, and I used to hear him tell his girlfriend to grab it all the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Well.
Grab what?
You guys playing Bop It?
Something like that.
Well, when you were letting loose, like how did you let loose? Like, tell me what happened.
We were letting loose. You know, we had a couple beers going, and Mike knows, you know, we had a couple beers going, and we just,
who's
like,
Mike?
You know, it's like, it's kind of like, you know, parents are out of town, you know, that kind of thing, so we can be as loud as we want.
So you were loud. Both of you were pretty loud?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Loud.
Well, you know, maybe she can approach it and say that, you know, hey, this is my apartment too, and I'm going to live my life, you know, out of courtesy. We'll keep it down, and maybe you could put headphones on, you know, when you know that they're together.
But sure, I think, like, for now, like, let her miss you a little bit. Let her remember what she's missing, because if you're letting loose, then she's going to miss that after a while. Cool things down and play a little hard to get. And I think you'll see, like, if she's very interested in you or not. And if she's not, cut ties, move on, and find someone new.
That's true. That's good advice. You know what I used to do when I lived in an apartment? I used to live in a punk house type thing with, like, eight other people.
Mm-hmm. Eight other people and 35 toothbrushes?
Yeah, pretty much. A big pile of mail in the front, the foyer there with a ton of bikes and then the steps and everything,
All the cliches are real, guys.
My roommate used to put a sock on the door.
Sure.
And then that's how we knew.
Yeah.
Put, you know, turn on the death metal.
Or was that his punk name, Sock Door?
That's his crush name, Sock Door.
Yeah, my parents didn't put a sock on the door. They were just in the living room.
Was it a clean sock?
It was scarred.
Your parents did it in the living room?
It was a dirty sock, right?
It was a black sock. Oh, I can really tell.
Well, of course it was a black sock. It's a crust punk.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a crust punk.
Crust punk.
Exactly.
We know it was black, duh.
Duh. All right, Terry, thank you for the call.
Take it easy, guys.
Okay, so I don't remember which doctor you are.
I'm Dr. Kurt Emotions.
Okay, so Dr. Kurt Emotions.
Right.
So your parents did it on the couch?
I was walking out to get a drink, and I saw them in, like, the middle of the living room floor. Wow, and Dad was watching Victory at Sea. Do you remember that World War II show World War II footage?
Was he really watching it, or was that a History Channel show? It was on in the background.
In the background.
Well, remember that detail?
But that's an early History Channel show, right?
Man,
my dad watched that.
It's all just, like, burned on my retina.
How old are you?
Probably 13.
Oh.
Yeah. They were under a blanket, though, thankfully.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
So, but I knew movement. What it was.
Was your mom on top?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I knew what it was.
Okay.
I never watched Victory at Sea again.
I was fortunate. I never encountered my parents. You know, like, you know, we had five kids in our family, so obviously they were prolific. But I never encountered that, you know?
Yeah.
I walked in my brother jerking off.
Oh, okay.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's a good one. Older, younger?
I was in college older.
Surrounded by samurai swords?
Uh-huh. I was bringing him a Subway sub.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Like, to be a nice little sister, I'd, like, come back with, like, a couple of subs.
What kind of sub? Did you knock first, though?
No,
You don't knock? Come on.
I just like threw open the door and was like so proud of myself for having thought of him and brought him lunch. Uh-huh. And then I said, I brought you a, oh no. And then I closed the door.
Oh no.
Yeah. Oh, your poor brother. I can't even. What was Victory at Sea on the TV?
I just remember like sort of generic 80s porn, like, yeah. Which is very funny because we were past the point of needing to watch porn on your TV, but I guess like he was just married to the idea, you know? Like it was like, that
Wait,
was like...
80s porn?
Yeah, well, just like old...
Early 90s porn.
Oh, scrambled porn.
It wasn't scrambled. Yeah. It was just like old looking.
It was probably like a Cinemax movie.
I got
like Emmanuel or something.
Picked up a video at a flea market or something, you know.
I have an anecdote about scrambled porn.
Yes.
Okay.
When I was a kid, I figured out this way to unscramble it. When I got a video camera when I was 15, I realized that the video camera, you remember how when you watch scrambled porn on like whatever cable channel it was on, like Playboy or Spice, like it would come in.
Sometimes the line would waver and you could see what was going on.
But also sometimes it came in perfectly.
Right. Yeah.
But it was.
Guys, I never watched this, so I don't know.
Hear me out. Uh-huh. Sometimes it would come in perfectly, but it was inverted. So it was like watching night vision, whatever. Uh-huh. But, and then I got a video camera at 15, and the video camera, the VHS camcorder, had a feature called, it wasn't night mode, but it was like an inverted mode. And I was like, well, wait a minute. Would that cancel it out if I set up a tripod and pointed it at the TV?
Yeah, this is great.
I filmed it. Uh-huh. This is the early days of the schemer.
Right. This is
origin story. This is origin story.
I like how you went to the next level. Yeah. Most guys wouldn't go that far.
People said I wasn't bright as a kid. Uh-huh. Like I had trouble in school and stuff, but I had figured out a way to unscramble porn.
And
it worked.
Wow.
Now, I didn't like make tapes of it, but I just wanted to like test a theory one day. Uh-huh. And it freaking worked.
Did you share that information with your friends?
I did. And
it caught on like wildfire.
I think one was skeptical, and the next time somebody was over, we like tried it, and I showed them through the viewfinder that my theory was sound. And,
I love this theory.
Yeah. So like, you know. F you, North Jersey school district, who said I was slow or something.
I will say that, you know, when you're not a love doctor, you do work a lot in video production.
Uh-huh. Right.
Does this ever come up in your interviews?
That I was a
little background on me, knowing a lot about video production. Yeah, yeah. I was able to de-scramble porn using a camcorder.
That is phenomenal,
That's very good.
I mean, for a period, I had a hot box.
The
hot boxes were popular.
A code broken cable box for those laymen, right?
Yeah. And so you could get everything. You could get the sex channels.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You think like you're in Shangri-La, right? You're getting porn 24 hours.
Yeah.
But
is that what they said when they sold you the box? Like you're going to be in Shangri-La.
Yeah, this is Shangri-La. Welcome to Shangri-La. You got the Playboy channel and then what the other one, I can't even remember the name
of it. It's probably Spice.
Right, Spice. Yeah. Yes, Spice. Yep. So anyway,
guys, I had cable.
24 hours a day with the hot box. Right. But here's the thing. You can't watch porn in real time. It's so boring. It's so bad. So I had to, you know, I had to innovate like Pat did. And I would just put in a VHS tape and get 6 hour intervals just so I can skip to the decent part, you know,
I found with the hot box, my one of my best friends in high school, his dad, Rusty, had a hot box. Rusty.
Of course he did.
Rusty has to have a hot
box.
Yeah,
of course he did.
And we got to the point where it's like, it's free and it's always on. It's like, I don't want to watch this. And we would just turn Dawson's Creek back on and just watch that instead. Yeah.
It got boring fast. Yeah.
Yes.
And the Playboy channel was just...
It's just Hef walking around.
Yeah, it was just
I came of age
good.
With a computer in my bedroom, so like this
I know.
Isn't. I don't even.
You don't know anything
this
about
is
this
foreign language
completely.
But that dial up though.
Yeah.
Yes.
That really hurt. Alt.binaries.pictures. Hi, you're on with the Love Doctors.
Hi, these are the Love Doctors.
These are the Love Doctors.
Is this Mac?
Hi. This is Eric calling from Los Angeles. How are you guys doing tonight?
Really good. How are you?
I'm okay, all things considered. I mean, I don't know where Tom is tonight, but my best wishes are with him with whatever he's doing. But that being said, I'm very glad that the Love Doctors are here tonight to offer their services because I am coming hot off of a breakup yesterday.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, man.
Were you the dumper or the dumpy?
He was the dumpy.
Dumpy.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah.
Thank you. It sucks.
You can hear it in his voice, right?
Yeah, you didn't even have to ask. Yeah. You can hear it in your tone.
Just from the
honestly
way that you called up.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been there, man. Yeah, I know
that voice because I was that voice.
That's a voice I have used a lot.
Me too.
So,
you know what I say to people who've just been broken up? Because it's, you know, it'll get better. It gets better over time. And,
it's just, you know what? I think I liked being in a relationship, and I really liked her.
Yeah.
Like, I've been on dates, like, a couple dates, or been with somebody for a little bit, where it's just like, oh, yeah, she's a little young, or she's still in school, whatever. Like, there's not that much clicking. This, it wasn't that long. It was only a month, but I really started to feel something click.
Oh, man.
And I was really happy, but I guess she wasn't feeling it. I don't know whether it was me or she just didn't want a relationship right now, but
it's hard to tell, man. And those are things you can't force in any way. And it's, you know, you just have to, you have to learn from it and move forward, and you're going to find someone better.
It hurts, though.
It hurts, though.
It's a weird loss because it's not like a death, but it feels like this strange mourning or loss that you're kind of.
No, yeah, I've definitely been in worse spots, but it's just like, things considered in my life, I'm doing all right. I have a pretty decently paying job for the first time in my life.
Right.
What are you doing?
What's your job?
I'm a video editor.
Okay.
Have you ever de-scrambled porn using a video camcorder?
De-scrambled porn?
Yeah, I'm just saying that because Dr. Snuggly figured that out as a kid, and he also works in video production.
I think that may be more ingenious than the.
It's an evil genius thing.
Than the empty box routine to get it. The
schemer is born. So
I was then reborn.
So you've got a great new gig. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You got good things going on. And you can focus on those things and just know that time heals and
nobody died. Right? Nobody died.
Nobody died.
Nobody died.
Yeah. That sucks. That's very true.
May I ask?
It just felt nice. It just felt really nice in the moment. I had like a moment last Friday when we were about to go where like he was coming off of work to go see a movie and I was just like killing time beforehand, like getting food. And I'm just like, wow, I kind of had everything right now. And like, I never really felt that before.
And you start to appreciate it. You're like, this is great. And then it's gone. Yeah. I've been exactly in your place. Can I ask you this? Are you with?
Yeah.
Are your friends out of the relationship intertwined? Are you going to be forced to see each other a lot now or?
Oh, no, no,
or is it a clean break?
Well, this is a Tinder thing.
Oh, a Tinder thing. Oh.
Yeah.
So you're good.
We met on Tinder and then like they've just have been like going out for the last month or so.
That's cool that a Tinder date was, good for, a month or so.
It's fine. That's fine.
But who knows? Just I would say, don't do anything weird, or pine too much, or any weird emails, or
even today, I'm even just trying to like, I'm like trying to move on. I'm like, okay, let me get back into it, just so I can maybe like start talking to other people.
Yeah,
but
I get in, and then like the first person, I was getting over it, and then I match with someone, and I'm just like, hey, what do you go for school for? I see you go to the school. What are you in school for? And then she just says, can I be a little bit more explicit than, are we keeping best show rules in terms of explicit?
I'm going to look at,
Let's use scientific. Well, Dr. Ruth stuff.
She says, what are you studying? And then she just goes, uh, slang for female genitalia and marijuana. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. You're like a toddler.
Oh no.
Well, that could be anything. There's so many different slangs.
Listen. Here's what I'll say.
Toot toot and
weed. Clean.
Yeah, it was just like it had that, and like toot, I had that, and just reefer. Like, oh god, I just like I just felt like when that happened, I'm just like I captured lightning in a bottle, and it's gone now, and
that's
I'm
not true.
Going to be waiting a long time.
Not true.
Yeah. There are so many fish in the sea.
Exactly. This is a month thing from Tinder. Yeah. You're gonna be all right. Just. Have it be a clean break, get a clean slate, get off Tinder for a while.
Maybe try another site that's not Tinder.
If you really must, use another site, but just take a clean slate break from it and just hang out with friends and just do things that you love.
Yeah. Like, do fun stuff.
Dr. Lawyer was mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
And just, you know, just forget.
Forget about it.
Go ahead.
Are you familiar with Kate Middleton?
Are you familiar with Kate Middleton, Dr. Lawyer asks.
The
future queen.
A little, yeah.
Great. So, listen, here's my advice. When she and Wills broke up briefly, before they got engaged, she threw herself into like really fun activities so that she would be in the clubs and she'd be photographed and she'd be all over the papers having a great ass time. And she joined a rowing team and like she got her body in check. She got that revenge body. And like before long, he was coming back to her like, oh my God. And now she's a princess. And I think like you can be that princess.
You gotta get that body in check.
Yeah.
And you gotta start a rowing team.
You gotta do all these things. And just like be so like.
Put your picture in a paper.
So many photos, so many Instagrams of you having so much fun. Okay. Like, just be all over that gram. You know what I'm saying?
You know, okay. I definitely get that. But at the same time, I feel like that's reserved for people who have really done me wrong. And I don't feel like she did that.
Gotcha.
That's the thing. I don't hate her. I see that. Like, that's the thing. I'm just like, no, she's cool.
I completely see that then.
I can't search my feelings for like, well, she was kind of this, like, no, she was pretty cool.
All right.
That's
why it's hard.
Well, here's what I'm saying.
Like, oh man, I want to get back at her and like, sometimes, make her feel like, no, I don't, she's cool.
Yeah,
I'd love to like,
that's good.
I'd love to be able to move on to this and like be in a platonic place with her.
You have the best attitude.
I know for now, we just gotta.
You have the ability to do that, but I would say this. Sometimes you have to unfriend to refriend.
Yes.
So
unfriend to refriend.
So unfriend right now. Unfriend right now,
Mike,
and just clean slate it
on the
sir. Clean slate it.
She broke it off. I mean, like she broke it off saying like I'd like to be friends, which you never know what that really means.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Say me too, so, like, but I got to unfriend you for a little while, and then so that you can refriend. Take that break so that you don't see each other's posts, especially you right now. And then just go to a movie, see something dumb, get an extra large cherry Coke and a big popcorn, and just be nice to yourself.
Yeah, go see Coco.
Just go see
Coco. Everyone's loving Coco.
And be nice to yourself.
And they removed that, that 21-minute Frozen thing from the front of Coco, so you don't have to sit through that now.
That's a little enticing. Yeah.
You're an editor.
We'll do that.
Go see some art, damn it.
Yeah, go see Justice League and be like, why?
Yeah.
Ask why.
No.
That's the first bad advice you've got.
Oh, sorry. Well, I'm going to retract that.
Go see your version.
You're going to be great.
You're going to be great. And there are so many great, interesting people. And there's like someone who is so cool who will care about you just as much as you care about them.
Drive out to Manhattan Beach and just take a run. Take a nice jog.
Take a run.
Take a nice jog on that beautiful beach.
Go to the Arc Light.
Yeah. See Coco.
See Coco.
No.
Cinerama.
No,
go ahead.
Can't go there. That's where our last date was.
Don't go to the Arc Light then. Just find a Regal Cinema somewhere.
No.
Go to an AMC.
Go to that gas station on Sunset that they went to in Love. Buy a big thing of snacks.
Yes, get the snacks. Get a hot dog.
All right. Thank you so much for the call.
All right, guys. Have a good night.
You
thank
too.
You.
Cheers.
I feel like that.
Okay.
He's gonna be good.
The end of that call was just the three of us proving how much we know LA for like 8 seconds.
Go to Amoeba Records.
Yeah, we're just like, we know this, right?
I was never there, but I was going to advise him to go to the Hustler store,
the Hustler coffee shop,
get himself a gadget.
Yeah, there is a coffee shop too.
We're almost there.
Okay, we have lines are still. Well, we're going to keep taking these calls.
All right.
You are on the air.
Hi,
it's Love Doctors. Who's this?
Hi, good to talk to the doctors. Hello.
Hi. I just started listening about 15 minutes ago, and it's a real treat.
Thank you. What's your name, caller?
I'll just say that my name is Ralph. That's not my real name.
Okay.
Hey, Ralph.
It's fine.
Does your real name start with M?
I'm getting a bad vibe.
My real name isn't Dr. Kurt Emotions.
What?
I know.
You're not going to describe any criminal activity before we go any further. You're not going to describe any criminal activity, are you?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Dr. Les has to do that check sometimes.
Let's go forward.
So I've been in a relationship for 10 years. And last spring we decided to break up. And
for 10 years?
I have to say it was more on her end than mine, but
oh, wow.
I kind of went along with it. I guess I didn't really have a choice. And we stayed very good friends, though, and, you know, it wasn't messy. It was pretty natural because we hadn't been living together for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then recently my father passed away.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that.
And she sort of started getting more interested in me again, you know, because she was sort of feeling bad for me, I guess. And I kind of liked it, though. But there's a girl at work where I work who's taken an interest in me recently.
Okay.
And
what do you think about her?
What was that?
What do you think about her?
I really like her. She's really into music, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little bit younger, though.
How much younger?
I think like 10 years younger.
Okay.
But this other girl, though, she's 10 years older.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's just fine.
And, you know, I just can't look at anybody else, really, because I've gotten so used to the girl that I've been with for so long. But it's, like, kind of in my face right now. Like, well, there's this other girl that really likes you. And then so today, actually, at work, well, that we're having a business, like a Christmas party for the company that I work for this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to be able to go because I'm already commuting 2 hours to get there. It's kind of a long story, but, you know, it wouldn't be practical for me to go to this party because it's just too much of a drive. And so she said to me today, she said, well, you can just stay at my house.
Okay.
You know, because she lives right near. And I was like, oh. And my first reaction was kind of like to be a little scared, you know, like, wait a minute, this is like where it starts. I mean, you know, it just seemed that way. It wasn't as innocent as maybe it might sound. You know, it was definitely like we've been flirting for a while.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And she even went as far as to tell me that she likes men that are a little bit older than her.
Okay, so she's flirting.
And,
flirting.
And I think she's really cute and she's really interesting, but she's not.
You still have feelings for the other woman.
Yeah.
That you've been with for 10 years.
I'm just kind of like, you know, and she's, you know, the other one's been so nice to me and saying things like, you know, I've been thinking about things, and, you know, things like that. And I'm sort of a little cautious about it because I don't want to get hurt because we sort of have been doing a little bit of this a little bit, you know, in the past. And, you know, I've kind of moved on. In a sense, I have moved on. But, you know, we share custody of some pets.
Okay.
So we do see each other regularly.
That's tough.
What kind of pets?
Dogs.
What was that?
What kind of pets? Dogs?
No, a cat and a bird.
Cat and a bird. Okay.
You sure? Okay.
And so you know, it's today really. This was on my mind, and I didn't really know. I just found out that the love doctors were in.
Yeah. Hey, it's a rarity.
At home, and I thought, geez, I better call in. Because this is really what was on my mind, you know, and I had a 2-hour drive home, so I was thinking about it a lot. Well,
I say go to the Christmas party, you know, accept the invitation to the young lady's abode, and just enjoy yourself. It doesn't have to, you know, you don't have to make it a serious commitment relationship-wise. You could just have a good time.
I completely agree with Mike.
And I don't, and I think
is
that
our first time.
I think that is a love doctor's miracle right there, guys.
A breakthrough.
He's right. Because I mean, just have some fun. I mean, you've been through this trauma. You've had a big loss. You've had a loss of this very big, important relationship, and so now is the time to, you know, take care of yourself and be open to things. And you don't have to give your heart away right away, but you can have some fun and get to know this person. And, you know, it also doesn't mean that that's cutting off things with your former partner, because maybe, you know, things progress with, you know, both people, and maybe you decide that one is better than the other. It doesn't have to mean that you're making any big decisions about life. I think you should just, like, be open to the possibility and see how it goes.
Yeah, I think you guys really hit it right when you said that, not to take it too seriously, because I think that's exactly what I was doing, you know, with my thoughts about the, you know, this other person.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense, because you're coming out of a...
But, I mean, also, shoot, I do work with her, which, you know, that's not always the best.
No, yeah, I agree.
That's what I was going to say.
I agree.
That's what I was going to say.
What, well, wait, but what field do you work in? Are you guys cops?
Well, New Jersey's really legal, right?
What?
Well,
I work for...
Yeah,
I work
yeah.
for a company that I work for a company that staffs marijuana farms.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, I do trimming and getting the marijuana ready to be sold in the
gotcha.
Stores.
Do you
okay.
work very closely together?
You work out in the field.
Yeah, and I'm in a legal state.
Yeah.
Completely.
It's not an illegal job.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Do you work very closely together?
Well, the thing is I don't work with her every day.
Okay.
You know, occasionally. She's a lead. I'm not one of the leaders. I'm just a worker, but she's one of the leads.
Mm-hmm. Do you report
to her?
She can say
that, oh, I want these people to work with me. And I think that she's been doing that lately, because I've been noticing that I've been working with her more.
Okay.
So you do report to her?
Yes, she's not my boss, but she's kind of like, you know, when the other boss isn't around, she's my boss.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Like, I don't think that you're a direct report. I'm kind of interested. I'm curious about this relationship. I think you need to pursue it. I think you need to see what's going to happen. Have some fun. I mean, like, I don't think it's the kind of thing where, like, someone's abusing their power in a workplace, and it would be consensual and happy.
And it's completely fine to be a person who dates. I mean, if you're not in a serious relationship with somebody, it's perfectly fine to be somebody who does date a few people. I mean, I know that exists. I never did it. But, you know, I definitely did. You definitely did.
And that's okay.
It's completely fine. See how things play out with the woman you've been with for 10 years, too. You know what I mean?
Well, and the other thing is I have been loyal to her.
Uh-huh.
I have had a couple of other more minor opportunities that I didn't follow through with because I just had too many strong feelings, you know.
Has she been loyal to you?
Gone out and done, you know, never gone out and...
Well, they're broken up, so...
And carused or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's one thing that I want to add to this that is just on a lighter note. This girl at work, because, you know, when you're working in the kind of work that I do, you're trimming, you know, buds or whatever all day. Mm-hmm. And so you put on music, or a lot of people put on podcasts.
Grateful Dead.
And I put on The Best Show.
Hey!
And she spotted that quick and was like, what is this? And then the next time I saw her, she was on the site and playing the show Gems at work.
So chances are good she's going to hear the Love Doctors.
No. She's on the old school. She doesn't really do it. She doesn't know any of the new ones yet. She's just she's like tipping her foot in the water.
Well, that doesn't make me feel good. I work for the new one. I didn't work for the old one.
No, I did play her the...
Well, I'm excited.
One of the Bryce ones, the dead one today.
I'm excited for this new girl. I'm excited for this new girl. I'm so sorry for the losses that you've been experiencing lately, but I'm very excited for the opportunities that seem to be unfolding themselves to you, and you need to call back and let us know how the party goes.
Were you thinking of getting her a Christmas gift?
No.
Yeah,
it's just... Well, that would be weird.
I do have T-shirts available, headshots. Yeah. apmike.bandcamp.com.
Great gift.
Yeah.
I'll consider it.
Yeah,
I'll
okay.
consider it.
Might be a nice icebreaker.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
201-332-3484. I think if we get a few more calls, we can do it, and then otherwise we can wrap things up.
Yeah, I think we've helped a lot of people.
This is a weird, weird really? Show. I kind of Dr. Yeah, Lust. Okay. It's like Loveline without an official doctor on board giving advice. Mm-hmm. I want to say that Tom did text me.
Yeah.
And about him joining the Love Doctors, he said his name would be Dr. No, as in he's not doing the show. So
I can't imagine why. This is a good show.
This is quality. 201-332-3484. If we don't get any more calls, we're going to call it.
All right. This has been good.
We're
going to
call ourselves.
We're going to call ourselves and anonymously ask questions. So I'm going to give it 10 seconds here.
Well, wait. Before we do that, like,
yes.
Do any of the Love Doctors have any like love concerns? Like Dr. Lust, for example, have you been experiencing any love woes lately?
No, I'm out of the game. Like I said, I mean, nothing's happening. I mean, my life is in such a precarious spot right now. It's like, why would I want to drag somebody down with me? You know, it's kind of like, you know, I'm thinking of the other person. You know, I do think of the other person, and I'm like, why would you want to be where I'm at? You know, no. I don't see it, you know?
Lust, come on.
2018 is going to be a whole different year, Dr. Lust.
We're being honest, right?
I know. I can see that. But let's say your situation improves, which it will.
Yeah, maybe.
I know. Would you be open to that? If you're
no, I'm open. I'm open. It's not like, you know, I'm living like a hermit and, you know, I don't see people.
Right.
And, you know, but I'm just very, let's say I'm cautious at this stage in my life. I mean, it's, you know.
I think you're a catch.
You're a catch, Dr. Lust.
I think people think that way of you without you knowing.
Yeah.
Well,
I would agree with that.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would agree with that. We get real on the Love Doctors, guys. We don't.
This is a very sincere show.
I know. When we talk about doing this, I didn't think it would be this, but I have enjoyed doing this show tonight. Do you guys have any final thoughts? Well, we have one call. Here we go. Let's do this call, and then we'll wrap things up.
I know who this is.
Hi, you're on the Love Doctors. I'm Dr. Kurt Emotions.
Hey, yeah, I got a quick story from Mike. I just heard him talking about his wife, and I'm hoping that maybe this story will make him feel feel a little funny, a little happier.
I don't know about this. I'm kind of scared. Okay, go for it.
No, it's fine. I'll keep it clean. I'm up in Poughkeepsie. Mm-hmm. I'm a bartender, so solidarity with you, brother.
Yeah,
for sure. Right. So I make this girl who's real in the Grateful Dead. We have a Grateful Dead night that goes on every Wednesday night.
Oh, I like that.
Like, feel free to come up.
You're free on a Wednesday night sometime, right?
Yeah.
But there's this real quick. There's one girl, right? She did me for a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
For she one had cigarette. Sex with you for a cigarette.
She asked me for a cigarette, and she said, I'll do anything. And I said, I had a couple of beers in me, so I'm like, I'll do anything. And she's like, anything.
Okay.
And she did me for a cigarette.
Okay, I'm going to let this one.
No, come on, I like this guy.
Yeah. I mean, maybe there's hope. Try that in masses.
Is this Andrew Dice Clay?
Can I ask you a question?
Is this a Dice fan again?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did you ever pick your feet in Poughkeepsie?
Yeah, every morning.
You ever see The French Connection?
No.
Oh, okay. That's a line from The French Connection.
Oh, I thought you were just asking me about my hygiene.
Gene Hackman rouse criminals here and there, and like that's his opening line. Did you ever pick your feet in Poughkeepsie? It's a good line.
So who was this girl?
I knew I'd cheer you up, Mike.
Uh-huh.
Who was this girl?
It was just a Grateful Dead fan.
But was that the end? It was
the story.
One and done? One and done?
I thought it was so funny and so indicative of
her name was Sugar Magnolia.
that she's so full of peace and love that she did me at the back of the bar for a cigarette.
Oh, it was in the bar. Okay, well.
Yeah. During opening hours.
That's something where I don't have solidarity with you. I've never done it in the workplace, which actually that could be an interesting topic for the listeners if they want to call in. Have you ever done it? Have you ever done it in the workplace?
It was quick.
We'll throw that out there, maybe you know that.
Yeah, it must have been real quick.
Yeah.
How quick was this?
What's the shortest Grateful Dead song? Was it Uncle John's Band?
It was a Touch of Grey.
Touch of Grey.
Touch of Grey. Okay. On a '72 Europe tour.
Do you? I mean, this actually there were lots of stories of guys doing it in masses. And,
the legends of masses.
There was like a sub basement and there was a couch.
Oh my God.
There was a couch down there.
Good God.
And, you know, after hours, some of the bartenders, you lock up and then, you have privacy. Oh, yeah. It's not like while the bar is open. I mean, your bar was closed at the time, I'm assuming?
Oh, no, no. It was rocking.
It was still going.
Yeah, it was wing night.
Well, wow.
We got a kitchen out back.
Oh, you got a kitchen.
Can't open because of the health department shut it down. We can't
Well,
open
clearly.
It. Yeah, no, no wonder it shut down.
This is a bust. Everybody.
Yeah, well, yeah, she was a cop.
You know, get someone to cover for you for 10, 15 minutes, a bouncer or whatever, and you can pull beer, and then you go back. No problem.
Was that the first time that ever happened to you?
No.
Really? Okay. There we go. Okay.
Because they had a Pink Floyd night, and on the Pink Floyd night.
Okay.
Yeah. How much are cigarettes in Poughkeepsie, guys?
Come on.
She needed it. It's not that expensive. We got the gas station closed. So she really needed one.
Did you use protection?
Nah, come on.
Hang up. Boom.
See, a lot of people don't know that there's actually a sub basement under Massey's,
which has an even smaller couch.
Oh, there is. Yes.
Wait, no, is
different
there
levels? No. Okay. No, actually, the couch is gone. The couch did
probably a good
get
move.
Removed. Yeah.
This is that. We can't end on that call. That's very disappointing.
Come on. Got to get some more sex. Sex in the workplace. What have
Jesus.
You seen? What have you done?
201-332-3484.
Let's keep it going. This is too hot a topic. I've never done it in the workplace. I can honestly say that. Friends of mine have done it in offices, you know, late at night, you know, when nobody's around.
I have.
You
stories.
Have?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, okay.
Not recently.
No. Okay. No. Right.
Years and years and years ago.
Yeah.
I remember I was working in a Sears catalog store,
mm-hmm.
and one of my jobs was, you know, I had to empty the garbage cans and stuff, and when I pulled it out, I see some Spank Mag at the bottom of the thing. I'm like, oh no, who's doing it in the men's room? You know, I was just like, yeah, that was repulsive. You know, it's like, come on.
Was it on top of like 3 wish books?
And then you had to pick it up, right? You had to pick it up.
Well, no, I left it there because I felt like, you know, that's private property, you know.
I'm glad that you were like, hey, that's private property.
It could have been the boss. It was a male boss there. And, you know, if I took his Spank Mag, you know, he's going to be in a foul mood during the day. Right?
So he's going to take away the holiday party.
I guess let's put it, you know, I was a little more gingerly in my cleanup of the men's room. Let's put it that way.
Hi, you're on the Love Doctors.
This is where not bringing up to HR goes back to.
How are you guys doing tonight?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good. This is Steve in Montreal.
Hi, Steve
in Montreal.
How's it going?
Have we met Steve in Montreal?
Bonjour.
We might have Dr. Kurt Emotion or
Kurt Emotions.
Kurt Emotion?
Kurt Emotions.
Yeah. Kurt Emotion.
Of the Emotions family.
Yeah, we might have met. We might have met once.
Good.
Once chat when you're up here.
Great.
I'm gonna be up there for Just for Laughs next year.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
And I'm sure we'll go
it's
back
a good
for
time
Montreal
of year.
Sketch
it's an
Fest.
It's an excellent time of year.
So, great. So what's going on, Steve, in Montreal?
Well, you guys were looking for one last good call to end on with a work related
could be
a love story.
Yeah. Dr. Les put out the call,
and I thought, why not? I answer that.
Go for it.
This is some time ago now. I think I was maybe 21, 22. This was one of the first office jobs I ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't in Montreal. It was in another part of Canada altogether.
Banff. Was it in Banff?
You know, it would have been nice if it was in Banff. we'll just say, yeah, it was in the deep south of Canada.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was, you know, do you know Windsor at all?
Yeah, I know Windsor.
Yeah, Windsor's sort of like, it's South Detroit. When they're singing in the song.
Yeah, you know, yeah, so it's right across.
Born and raised in South Detroit.
Yep, I know exactly.
That's Windsor, Ontario that they're talking
about. Oh, yeah, I know Windsor, Ontario.
Is that near the river?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right across the river.
Exactly. You get a great view of Detroit skyline from Windsor, which is way more impressive than the Windsor skyline that the Detroit people have to look at. Anyway,
but you guys have casinos.
We have, like.
And you're not
two
Detroit.
Casinos that are sort of okay. And Detroit's
like
got
Detroit.
Better casinos, obviously.
Okay, so 22-year-old Steve in the workplace in Windsor, Ontario.
How old are you now?
Yeah. I'm 32. This is 10 years.
This is 2007.
Wow. Okay.
2007, maybe even 2006.
Good God.
So just like on the precipice of the economic downturn.
Okay,
we were like riding high on that heady cliff of prime mortgages and all that great stuff.
So okay, you've set the stage. The year is 2007.
You were in a bubble.
That's right.
Fallout Boy is topping the charts.
Yes, completely.
Well, I wasn't working in a bar. We weren't having Grateful Dead nights. So it was Pink Floyd cover bands or anything like that. This was
Kitchen but was operational.
But it was a day like any other.
It was a day. It was a day like near Christmas. It was a day like around this time of year. It was the beginning of the holiday season.
Nice. Okay,
right.
It was
It was what the place that I worked was like. It's like a community aid organization. You know, they're doing sort of like there's a free clinic and they got some different outreach for different folks in the community kind of things. And there's a couple that. Kind of, I guess, not really officially coupled, but were running the place. It was the director and the assistant director were dating outside of, they were cuckolding each other's spouses, right, in this work scenario.
Got it. A steamy workplace and affair. Not unlike the previous call that we heard, yes.
No, like, that sounds... like he had some of his own kind of affairs to work through, but anyway,
cleaner version than the guy before you.
I think
I'm
like so.
I'm doing my best to keep it steamy, but also clean.
Yeah, that's great. PG-13.
So, around the Christmas season, they decided, and they were sort of having this off and on kind of secretiveness to the relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
They decided that they were going to come dressed up to work as Santa, and that's the director, because he's a dude, and then Santa's naughty French maid, which I don't know any of the Santa
that
lore.
That is not part of the lore.
That is.
That's not at all part of the lore.
That's not canon.
No, it's not canon.
No. It's not even Canadian canon. That's, we don't have that. There's not like a Quebecois maid that comes over and is like, oh, Santa, c'est moi.
Also, like Santa.
I will say, like I am a little shocked that that isn't part of Quebecois lore.
Santa, clearly, like, those elves are entrapped. He's definitely making them clean his, like, North Pole abode. So he doesn't even need a maid, but please continue.
Okay.
Yeah, the elves are his servants.
Right. Yeah, let's say
service. The elves are in a very bad situation.
Let's just call it,
call
it what it is.
Does Canada have Black Pete? Is that a thing out there?
No,
we do not. That is just the
Netherlands,
Dutch.
Right?
And I don't know why they do it, but they keep doing it. And
yeah, they keep doing it.
Somebody's got to stop them.
Somebody has to stop them. Thank you.
You got
to
stop it.
Yeah, I'm not.
But she is a naughty French maid.
He's a naughty French maid. He's a very dirty Santa Claus. So they're doing stuff all over the office. Like, she's sitting on his lap and, doing sort of just like a really bad burlesque routine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just really not great. And then, because I think they kind
how
of realized,
old are they?
Like,
how old
we
are they?
Crossed the line.
Wait, how old?
Oh, they're old enough to know better, like into their 30s and 40s. Like,
these aren't
people my age. I'm like an intern at this point.
Okay.
Right? I'm an intern, a low-level intern getting paid to do, like, I'm running, like, computer classes for
people. Got it.
Don't know how to run their computers. Like, hey, I need my computer fixed. Anyway, so they're around the office. I'm trying to prep some stuff for my class and whatever, and they're having all these different, like, interactions with everybody now, vaguely kind of sexually harassing everyone in the office.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Mm. She's going up to people as the French maid, and like, oh, I'm going to give you a little, like, peck on the mouth. Or, like, you know, it's not a peck on the cheek, it's a peck on the mouth. And, like, have, like, really weird,
dirty,
weird interactions with people. And it's haunted me to this day. I thought maybe, we could exercise that haunting with the love doc.
And Shakedown Street's playing.
But I think this is more common than, I mean, all this stuff is hitting the headlines now,
mm-hmm.
but this stuff is common all the way through all businesses. And I mean, I remember a Christmas party. I was working at a publishing company and I went to this Christmas party. And next thing I know, I see the CEO walking out with his assistants and all these much younger girls. And I'm like, really, this guy, and he was married, I think. I'm pretty sure he was married.
I'm positive he was.
He's carrying on like this. And it's like, Yeah, well, it's like I said, it's this is more common than people really want to think about.
Nightmare people.
I'm sorry. That sounds gross.
I'm sorry you had to deal with that.
Do you know how it ended?
That's okay.
Have you had a better Christmas party since then?
So many better Christmas parties.
Perfect.
We have a couple of different traditions here in the Montreal entertainment community that we have Christmas parties about, and they're all good.
You get together and you eat smoked meat sandwiches.
That everyone's uncomfortable with.
Theater St. Catherine, they ever have a good holiday party? You ever go down there?
Absolutely.
I'm sure they do.
That's one of the hottest holiday parties in town.
They know how to throw down.
They do.
They know how to throw down.
Break dancers.
Yeah, everything, man.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite places on earth. Well, nice. Steve, thank you for the call.
Thanks for having me on. Have a good night, guys.
You too.
What did he call about?
He saw two people doing it. He saw
something uncomfortable at a Christmas party.
Oh, okay. I lost concentration.
Okay. You
I tuned out.
Yeah. You love doctored out.
I mean, listen, there's a dog
right.
Cutely wrapped in a blanket underneath Dr.
So what do you guys think? We want to wrap this up? Any final thoughts?
Well, I think there are a lot of lonely people listening to the best show.
You just picked up on that? Yeah, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I will agree with that. I think there are a lot of lonely people just in the world in general.
Yes,
but,
I agree.
The calls were awesome tonight. Maybe I didn't like the Grateful Dead guy so much as Dr. Lust did.
Something for everybody.
We should say that Tom kind of created this, right?
Tom, well, I mentioned some ideas that I've had. So,
and one was for an advice show.
Neil on Twitter said this is all Dudio's fault. So technically,
you know what?
He also said it's pure filth tonight.
You know what topic I wanted to do tonight?
What was your topic?
I wanted to do. I guess you may have seen the story about the guy from Philly who wanted to be buried with a couple cheesesteaks. Did you see that story?
Oh God.
Yeah,
I did see that. Yeah.
What would you be buried with?
Yeah. What would you be buried?
That's a good topic.
What would you be buried with?
That's a good topic.
You know.
201.
Next time.
next time. We should hold that for a half hour of power. That's a good half hour of power topic for the next half hour. So let me do this really quick, guys. Get ready so we can sign off the proper way. Hold on.
Do you already have a closing song idea?
Hold on. I already got this.
Okay.
So, let's do this right. So that's it. That's the Love Doctors tonight. Tom Sharpling will be back with the best show with Tom Sharpling next Tuesday night. If anything changes, please, we will let you know. And follow Best Show for Life on Twitter, Instagram.
Keep on getting on.
Keep on.
Everybody's doing it.
Dr. Lust.
You got to unfriend a friend.
You got to unfriend a friend.
Keep on getting it on.
Oh, my God. All right. Thanks for listening.
Bye.